This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Heavy winds and a high tide are lashing parts of eastern India and neighboring Bangladesh as a cyclone moves ashore, where more than 1.1 million people have been evacuated. Sustained winds of up to 87 miles per hour are blowing, but the storm is forecast to weaken Wednesday. West Bengal State's top official says 20,000 mud huts and temporary shelters for the poor have been damaged. TV images show knee-deep water in a beach resort town and wind-whipping palm trees. Cyclone Yas has already caused two deaths and damaged homes before the landfall and comes amid a coronavirus surge, with both complicating relief efforts. As it looks to shore up the Mideast ceasefire, the U.S. is now vowing to help Palestinians rebuild Gaza after it was heavily damaged by Israeli airstrikes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
First in Jerusalem and then in the West Bank, Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged the U.S. will help support Palestinians, not only through aid, but by restoring ties.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem.
The office had been in charge of diplomatic relations with Palestinians, but Donald Trump infuriated them by downgrading its operations. Blinken told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu that they both must use the ceasefire to address underlying challenges to peace. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Egypt on the next leg of a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up the ceasefire that ended the 11-day war between Israel and Hamas. He was scheduled to hold talks Wednesday with Egypt's president. This is VOA News.